Introduce you to our next set of panelists, Harry Chapin, who was with the Snowbirds when they first appeared here in 1975, correct?
76.
All right. Rob Unger, we referenced Carl Unger and Breezy, joining us as well. Gene Soucy, a longtime aerobatic pilot who has performed at Oshkosh for a number of years. Welcome, Gene.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And, of course, Mr. Hollywood, Danny Klischen. Rob, we'll start off with you. Your dad and the Breezy were such an integral part of the early days. I mean, you couldn't come to this event without seeing your dad in the red vest and flying the Breezy and flying volunteers. Tell us a little bit about your experiences helping shepherd the volunteers in that line.
My father first showed up at the 1965 Rockford Air Show, where the airplane made its debut and became an instant sensation. People lined up and gathered and wanted a ride. And it was kind of, he had this knack to where he can just pick somebody out of the crowd that knew they would really get a thrill out of this experience that he had. He loved to share it with everybody. Over the years, when I got older, I was able to help him put people on the airplane and crowd control, if you will, and then of course fly the airplane, and I got to fly many, many people at the air shows. It was a wonderful thing, and hopefully down the road we can continue that and reintroduce it back to AirVenture here at Oshkosh.
Well, and you helped organize the Breezy reunion several years ago as well.
Yep, 2014 was the 50th year for the for Breezy design. Breezy's come in from all over the country. I got to tell you, two guys, one guy came in from Prescott, Arizona, 6 days on a Breezy, and Washington State, Yakima, Washington State. I mean, that's a 7-8 day trip. That's a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
They came in all over the country. We celebrated all week with little appearances and talks and things like that. It was really, really nice celebration. Unfortunately, my dad passed away the year before, wanted me to go on with it. And I did, and one of the most touching things of that is the Breezy's all got together, took off, and they did a missing man formation for my dad. And that was awesome. Very touching.
Yes. And we have a couple of pictures, hopefully they can pop up on the screens here. One is...
Breezy.
Yeah, that's the...
That is the, right at the 65 Rockford Air Show, the three gentlemen on there, of course, my dad being in the front seat,
yeah.
Charlie Roloff to the left, and Bob Lipotsky. They're all co-designers, young corporate pilots at the time, and they wanted to have something fun, get out of the hectic commercial aviation part of it, and just kind of get back to the grassroots and have some fun, and Breezy was born.
Well, and Breezy is a fun ride. I had the opportunity to fly with your dad once, and I think it took about a week to get all the bugs out of my teeth. I was smiling so much. Another picture, hopefully we've got it, is someone who is just absolutely begging for a ride.
Oh.
Yeah. Because here's a good one, too. That's your daughter with Paul.
That is my daughter, Gracie. At 2007, we had a Breezy gathering. I wanted to honor my dad just because, until, you know, he started getting older and stuff. I didn't want to wait till the end.
Right.
2007, we had a Breezy gathering. Paul wanted to come over and speak. Paul and my dad were really good friends. They had a great camaraderie together. Paul loved the airplane. Gracie and her smile just attracted Paul. Paul came over and he loves kids. He's a very kind man. I've known him since I was a kid. We marveled when he would fly the helicopter to the Pioneer Inn, and we'd all watch him go into the hotel, the same hotel we're staying at. And we just couldn't believe it. But Paul, I wanted to show this picture because it just shows he's such a kind person. He loves children, and he loves everybody. And I don't know if Gracie remembers it. She's in the audience tonight, 17-year-old senior in high school, and she's just as beautiful she was as she is right there.
And great to have you here and still coming back to Oshkosh. And being a, I guess we'll call you a legacy volunteer, Dad obviously got you started. Where are you volunteering these days?
Well, I volunteer still giving rides if I can. We're trying to reintroduce that. Years ago, I used to work with a gentleman named Tom Shepak. And Tom Shepak and EAA used to bring the dignitaries and VIPs and people who wanted to ride on the airline. Quite a few stick out, but one in particular is Captain Cook from the Concorde. You'll probably hear his name a bunch tonight. It's just he's a great guy. And in 1985, when the Concorde showed up, and he was brought over to get a Breezy ride, him and my dad hit it off, and they were just friends forever. He rode on that airplane 10 times that summer. Man. And we took the whole crew for a ride, and they just loved it. Just great. Loved it. It's a big talk of the town.
Harry, we'll move on to you, because the Snowbirds were the very first jet team to appear at Oshkosh. And what precipitated bringing the team here? How did little old EIA land the Snowbirds?
I was number seven. I wasn't in the front. I was in the back. And I just did what I was told. I'm sure somebody phoned and asked for the Snowbirds, and they said, sure. But I don't know.
What were your impressions when you touched down or flew over the first time?
I was embarrassed because we were given a time on target here. Mm-hmm. Apparently it was going to be busy. That's what they told us. And we should be here exactly 2 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. So we took off from London, Ontario, and we flew over here and we phoned up and said, yeah, we're here. And the guy in the tower was not all that polite and said, you're going to have to wait 15 minutes. And hold 15 minutes because you're late by 1 hour exactly. And we forgot that time change thing. London was a really good party, I think.
So have you been back to Oshkosh since, until this year?
No. I'm still embarrassed.
And
so I was here early tonight. I was 15 minutes early.
There you go. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
There you go.
So what are your impressions from 1976 to 2019?
Wow. The museum was a wow today. I just, big lump on my throat. Yeah. It was just so neat. And there's a few people in America, and they were all here today. Yeah. I thought they all went to Walmart, but no, they were coming here.
Usually they go to Walmart after dark, after all the fun stuff is over.
It is just incredible, the participation here, and it just blows my mind that the goings on.
It is an incredible event.
Yep.
And moving on to Gene, Susie. Gene, you've flown here several times. Do you remember your first time flying here?
Well, yeah. I should, but that summer was the year we went to the World Aerobatic Championships. I was on the U.S. aerobatic team,
yeah.
And we had just spent like 6 weeks in England training and then 2 weeks with the contest, and we did win the World Championships. And a C-5 brought us back and dumped us off in Delaware, and we put our airplanes together and flew over here and showed up as the World Champion, so it was really a big kick.
Yeah. So you were flying the
little pit specials.
Pit specials at the time. Yeah. The Red, and you were performing as the Red Devils.
Red Devils. So we flew the show. We all, Tom and Charlie and I each did solo acts, and then we flew together as the Red Devils. And I think this was the first place in the States we ever did the Red Devil act, because we put it together over in Europe as we were training for the championships. In the spare time, we kind of started flying together.
And then you spent the next 25 years flying.
Yeah, 25 again. Years with those guys.
The longest running supreme act with the same lineup. Not the same airplanes, though.
Same guys.
Same guys, different airplanes. What was the transition like from the pits to the Kristen Eagle?
Oh, the Eagle was faster cross country.
That's a good thing.
And had a bigger baggage compartment. And it snap rolled pretty good.
Good.
You know, the little pits was a great snap roll in airplane, but the Eagle was a fantastic airplane, too.
Good. And after the Eagles team retired, you flew several different airplanes before you landed with the Showcat, correct? You had an extra at one time?
Yeah, I flew the extra 300 for several years. And then the Showcat with the wing walking with Teresa Stokes.
Yes.
And the night show you're going to see this week, I'm still doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa is here in the audience.
Somewhere.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey.
And she's been walking on your wing for several years.
Yeah, since 86.
Since
88.
Yeah,
wow. 30 years, yeah.
So, yeah. A wonderful partnership for the both of you, both the solo show that you do, but also the wing walking act is always a treat.
You know, another thing back, I started with the airline, North Central Airlines in 1974. And I used to bid my trips because North Central had many flights in here to Chicago and even had a flight to Green Bay. But I'd come up here and do the air show, and then when I had to go to work, I'd jump seat to Chicago and fly in Oshkosh overnight. And I'd come up here and stay in a hotel and with the guys all week, even though I was at work. So it worked out pretty cool. Yeah.